For the previous three Sundays, our preaching has been focused on growing our faith in a summer preaching series entitled Miracle Grow, Growing Something Greater. And what I've said over these past three Sundays is that if we pour God's love on our faith, it will grow. It's going to mature. Kind of like Miracle Grow, G-R-O, that if we use this product and we put a little bit of this with the water, or maybe we buy the potting soil mix, if we then put it on the plants, the garden, the vegetables, they'll grow. They'll grow bigger, stronger, greener, more vibrant. I wonder if I was to mix a little bit in the water with me, wonder what that would do. I could grow a little something there. You know, at this Sunday, as we've looked at growing our faith, G-R-O, growing our faith, maturing our faith, helping it to be stronger and more vital, and we've talked about the first Sunday that we would grow our faith if we grew in our relationship with Jesus. We'll grow stronger faith if we grow our relationship with Jesus, grow His love in our life. We'll grow. Second Sunday, I said that if we grew in reverence and love for the Eucharist that we receive, His body and blood in our life, we'll grow. We'll mature in our faith. You'll move from that eighth grade faith to a college degree faith. You know, we'll grow. Last week I said that we will grow if we take Sunday with us. If we go outside of these doors and we take Sunday with us into our Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, we'll grow in our faith. This Sunday, I'm not preaching. No applause? I'm not preaching. But I'm going to let you preach. I'm going to let you show that we're on the fourth Sunday of this Miracle Grow, Growing Something Greater preaching series. And I want you to show that you're growing, you're maturing in your faith. As you came into church, you received an index card, a white card. Find that card if you would. You know, some of the most powerful sermons, the most powerful preaching that's ever preached is the one that we see others do. That's the most powerful preaching that there could ever be. Jesus was a doer. He was doing in faith. And because of that, because of what people saw Jesus do, they emulated it. And that's what we got to do to grow our faith. We show people what we want others to look like, and they'll follow us, just like Jesus did. That's what will happen. So the first thing I want you to do, find a pencil, a pen, whatever you got in the pew with you. And on your card, write your name. Just write your name. I want you to get credit for your work. You know, Sister Mary Celine was our principal in middle school, and she was my sixth grade teacher, and she used to say that to us, put your name on it so you can get credit for it. And I don't only want you to get credit here, I want you to get credit there, amen? Credit in the kingdom. That's what we're moving toward, is the kingdom of God. Now I want you to do this. If you would, I'm going to give you a scripture verse. And the scripture verse is this. I want you to write this down, okay? The scripture verse is James 2:26. James 2:26. Anybody know what that verse is? Faith without works is dead. Write that down. Faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. You know, if we're not growing in our faith, if we're not sharing our faith, if we're not working our faith, we're dying. We're dying. We're not growing. We're not maturing. It's like the Dead Sea. It's called the Dead Sea because there's water coming into it, but there's nothing going out of it. It's dead. We'll rot. We'll stink if we're not growing and maturing in our faith, if we're not showing others what Jesus looked like. So what I want you to do this week, because I'm not preaching, you're doing the preaching, is I want you to think about how you're going to show another your faith. What you're going to do this week in faith. How you're going to give Jesus to another, show somebody else what Jesus looks like so that we can mature and grow in faith, okay? So what work are you going to do this week? Something for your neighbor. Something for your neighbor. Now, it could be your next door neighbor, but what did Jesus say about neighbors? Jesus says, my neighbor is my mother, my brother, my sister. We're all neighbors. We're all neighbors together. So what can you do in faith, in work, to show another what Jesus looks like, to show that you're growing and you're maturing in your faith? Maybe it could be that you simply go to your neighbor and say, let me help you clean out your gutters. I want you to make it concrete, though. Not that I'm just going to pray for my neighbor. That doesn't get it. We got to pray, but that's not getting it. We got to go further to mature in faith. And maybe it's that I'm going to fix my neighbor's supper, or I'm going to invite my neighbor over for supper. The 4th of July is this week. Invite them over for a cookout. Do something. Maybe it's going to be that you're going to volunteer here at church. Or maybe you're going to volunteer at the homeless shelter. But do something. Because faith without works is dead. It's not growing. It's just sitting there in the pot rotting. It's got too much water. It's got too much fertilizer. It doesn't have enough drainage in it. It's rotting. You see, because the way that we mature in faith is we share our faith. That's what Jesus did in this gospel. He said, if you would only give a cup of cold water to one of the littlest ones, you would be a disciple. That's all it takes, is just a little bit. It doesn't take a lot. Now, what I want to ask you to do right now is turn to your neighbor and share with your neighbor what you're going to do. Your neighbor here in church with you. What are you going to do? Turn to your neighbor and share with them what it is that you're going to do. Now, you're already doing it. You see? You're already maturing, you're already growing in faith, because you did something that Jesus told us to do, and that's share our faith. The way we grow our faith, the way we not die in faith, is we do the works of faith, and we share our faith. So have a great time preaching this week. Have a great time sharing the homily this week. And if you want to, you could even put this on our Facebook page. Put on your Facebook page what it is that you've done. If you're not a Facebook follower of ours here at St. Joseph Paul, become one. Just friend me, and I will help you to become a part of our Facebook gospel, the good news of Jesus on Facebook. All right? So if you want to grow something greater, if you want to share in Miracle Grow, all you got to do is share your faith. And you're doing it. You're doing it. Have a great 4th. Have a great Sunday. And again, enjoy your preaching this week.